Cold weather did not deter more than a dozen climate change advocates who gathered in front of Senator Bill Nelson's Tampa office last Friday night. Faiths United for Sustainable Energy, or FUSE, is a coalition of religious groups that stood with volunteers for Greenpeace around candles and LED lights arranged on the sidewalk to read the number 350. 350.org is an international campaign with the goal of reducing carbon emissions in the atmosphere to 350 parts per million. Reverend Warren Clark organized the Tampa vigil with FUSE and is supporting 350 founder Bill McKibben in urging global citizens to demand that President Barack Obama leads the climate accord in Copenhagen.
Many of these candlelight vigils and other demonstrations are in front of U.S. embassies, in front of U.S. consulates, in front of senators' offices like this one here, and because the key people that will determine what comes out of this climate agreement is the U.S. President and the U.S. Senators. They are playing the trump card on this. And so if there is a clear demand from the people to lead, that is the way in which it's going to move forward and the leadership really comes.
And many of the people demanding leadership are in the least developed countries. The Global South has issued resolutions for a legally binding agreement from Copenhagen. Clark said the actions taken by African nations at the conference have inspired him.
What is inspiring to me is the way in which African leaders and leaders from many other developing countries are speaking clearly and strongly about the fact that if we're going to solve this climate crisis, all of us are in it together. It's not going to happen that just one group or the other group does something. We're all in this together. We have to cut carbon emissions in all parts of the world. The only way that that can happen in very poor countries is that there is support from the more developed countries who have created the problem themselves anyway, that there is support to these countries for them to reduce their carbon emissions.
Coastal cities and places like Florida are particularly vulnerable to the threat of rising sea levels, but some island nations could be entirely lost with a slight increase in global temperatures. Greenpeace volunteer Kate Melges was at the vigil and said that developed countries must do what they can to avert this danger with an equitable global emissions reduction.
The wealthier nations aren't willing to help out the less developed nations in getting the energy technologies that they need to cut their CO2 emissions. So that's been kind of a disappointment for me. They're not willing. They're willing to accept the, you know, say that, yeah, we've contributed to CO2 emissions, but they're not willing to accept the responsibility to help the poorer nations make that transition. With climate change, sea levels will rise, and, you know, their countries are going to be underwater, and they're going to, millions of people will be misplaced. Some will even die from, you know, the effects of climate change. So they're looking at this like, you know, this is our survival. You know, are you world leaders of, you know, developed countries? Are you going to act and help us?
John Andrew Bell is a pastor for the United Methodist Church in Tampa. He said that when industrialized nations consume massive quantities of resources, the high levels of greenhouse gas emissions force less developed countries to unfairly bear the brunt of climate change.
When we hurt somebody else through our overconsumption, through our materialism, through our extravagant lifestyles, whenever we hurt another anywhere on the planet, we're hurting another of God's children, and in essence, we're hurting ourselves, as we are all connected. And we are certainly guilty of causing pain and suffering all over the planet. So, as it relates to Copenhagen, as people of faith, we are called to empower our leaders to make the right steps to make this a sustainable earth for all living beings.
The Tampa vigil was attended by City Council member Linda Salsena, and those present sang original songs about the global action. For more information about the groups, go to WMNF.org/news. For WMNF News in downtown Tampa, I'm Joshua Holton.